ladies and gentlemen, we invite the first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby. If those words are written.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the amazing Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I think that's probably the nicest thing you've said to me as a descriptive word. I quite like the word amazing. Yeah, it's good. No, I'm really good, actually. Monday morning, start of a new week, and let's see what it brings.
Well, hopefully it brings some cooler weather because I am dying.
Do you know what? It's really strange, isn't it? I mean, I've been back in the UK now for about 2.5 weeks. I've not seen one bit of rain. I think that's probably unprecedented for the UK. And it's just, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I've got to say, I'm really enjoying it because I get to go back in a couple of weeks back to New Zealand. So for me, this abnormal weather is brilliant.
Yeah, well, it's nice for some of you. On holiday.
Well, I know, completely selfish reasons. It's great.
And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born and back in the late 1900s. And, of course, their people move people.
We do indeed.
So we have kind of a mixed bag this week. Some good news. Let's start with that out of Amsterdam Airport.
Yeah, so Amsterdam Schiphol Airport has launched a scheme to compensate passengers who have missed a flight as a result of long queues at security control. The Dutch airport has seen ongoing disruption due to staff shortages and rising demand as travel bounces back following the COVID-19 pandemic. The temporary scheme applies to passengers who arrived at their airport on time for flights between April the 23rd and August the 11th, but missed their flights due to lengthy waiting times. And now travellers can submit a compensation request via a form at schiphol.nl/compensation until September the 30th. They can claim for costs, including rebooking a flight, booking a replacement flight, extra travel costs, accommodation costs, along with expenses for non-cancellable accommodation, transport, or activities at their destination. However, it does stress that the programme is not designed for flights that were cancelled or delayed. It is purely just for the delays in getting through security check-in and stuff like that during the big struggle that Amsterdam had a while ago.
Do you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of airports around the world hating Amsterdam Airport at the moment.
I bet there is. I bet there's a couple here in the UK who are now looking at that and thinking, why did they do it? So,
setting precedence.
Yeah, good on them for doing it. You know, they've realized that they were below par and they're actually addressing it. So that's good.
It is. And news out of Air New Zealand.
Yeah, with Air New Zealand recording its highest rates of employee sick leave in over a decade and experienced a series of disruptive last-minute flight cancellations, the airline is proactively trimming its timetables over the next 6 months. Air New Zealand is cutting its seat capacity by 1.5%. Although that doesn't sound a lot, the decision is expected to impact approximately 100,000 passengers over that period. Greg Foran, the airline's CEO, has said reducing the number of flights means the airline will be able to have crews on standby to cover illness, which has not been possible lately. He also went on to say that they're pulling out all the stops to minimise disruption and provide safety for our customers over the next 6 months. They've rehired or brought on more than 2,000 pilots, airport staff, cabin crew, contact centre and engineers, and they're going as fast as they can with recruitment and training. Now, obviously, any crew who are due to travel with Air New Zealand over the next 6 months, please keep in contact with your travel provider to ensure you have the latest information on your flights.
I think that's pretty much straight across the board, isn't it?
Pretty much so. Yeah. I mean, most airlines are trimming their schedules, which I guess is a good thing because hopefully it should stop the last minute cancellations. But we'll see, I guess.
And news from EasyJet.
Yeah. EasyJet pilots in Spain are striking in August over return to pre-pandemic working conditions and renewed negotiations for a labour agreement. The first began August the 12th and ran until Sunday the 14th. And two more weekends of strikes will take place between August the 19th and 21st, and finally between August the 27th and the 29th. The walkouts will directly affect EasyJet operations in Spain, where it has three bases at Barcelona Airport, Malaga International Airport, and your home airport, Palma Mallorca International Airport. EasyJet have put out a statement as follows. We would like to apologise to all our customers for any inconvenience caused and are doing all possible to minimise any disruption as a result of the strike action. We will be providing affected customers with free transfers to alternative flights or a refund, as well as hotel accommodation and meals where required. Now, we advise customers travelling to and from Barcelona, Malaga and Palma to check the status of their flights on the EasyJet flight tracker page or manage their bookings using the disruption portal on the EasyJet website also. Obviously, any crew who have booked through a travel agent, please keep in contact also with them with regards to updates on your flights as well.
Unbelievable.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, just more strike action. It's just, again, it's a world over. It's not just an isolated incident in one country. It is world over. So, not good.
No, well, I think people are just saying enough is enough. You know, our CEOs are seeing massive, massive bonuses and profits, and you keep trying to chip away at our wages, and we're just not having any more. So, you know, I mean, on one hand, you support them. On the other hand, you think, well, I don't travel because I don't. But, you know, all those people that do, you know, they're sitting there going, wait, I hate you. But at the same time, if it was happening to them, they'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly right.
And news out of Hong Kong. Good news.
Yeah, Hong Kong has reduced hotel quarantine to 3 days, followed by another 4 of health monitoring or more testing. People arriving at Hong Kong International Airport will be required to spend 3 days in hotel quarantine. And if they don't test positive for COVID-19, that will be followed by 4 days of health monitoring. Monitoring or surveillance, as it's being labelled, can be done at home or in a hotel, with travellers allowed to leave the premises, providing they stay away from high-risk places. Now, during the 4 days of monitoring, people won't be allowed to visit restaurants, bars, nightclubs, gyms, schools and residential care homes. They will, however, be allowed to go to offices and shopping malls and use public transport. That's provided they do a daily rapid antigen test and upload the result. The testing regime is demanding, and anyone who tests positive for COVID will go to a community isolation facility. The traveller will have to undergo 5 further PCR tests and 7 RAT tests between arrival and leaving the programme on day 10.
You know, yeah, never mind. I don't get this. I mean, the way that they put together these whole, like, I know where I am. You can't get in a taxi cab without a mask. Or on public transit, which I understand, but you know, you can go into a movie theater.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, to know how do they? Well, I'd like to know the risk assessment they do for each place. You know, like for Hong Kong, you can't go to a gym, but you can go to a shopping mall. Well, my guess is the shopping mall is going to be a lot more busy than the gym, and you can go on public transport. Just I don't understand. I don't understand how they reach their decisions, but there we go.
I don't know. It's kind of like. Any meaning that one, right? Yeah, like that's kind of throughout the entire pandemic. You really think that the policymakers, that's what they were doing. It was like a game of eeny, meeny, my, whoo, let's pick, right? I just I don't understand. But anyway, it is what it is. Bad news again out of Portuguese and Portugal, sorry, and the Portuguese airport workers.
Yeah, so we spoke about it. We spoke about different strikes last week with regards to Portugal, and there's now more on the horizon, unfortunately. August bank holiday flight disruptions are being threatened due to a strike by airport workers in Portugal again. Lisbon, Faro, Porto and Funchal airports could be affected by the dispute with a walkout due to take place between August the 26th and the 28th. It came as a separate plan for industrial action on August the 19th, 21st, sorry, which was resolved. Now, the bank holiday action covers staff working for baggage handling firm Portway at the country's 4 main gateway airports. Obviously, if there is any update before the 26th and the 28th with regards to the strike action, we'll let you know first here on this show.
Right. And BA has some news.
Yeah, good news for the forthcoming Caribbean season. British Airways has added Aruba and Georgetown in Guyana to its network. BA has also made Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago a standalone route. It'll now be non-stop in both directions, no longer routing via St. Lucia. The schedule of both Aruba and Georgetown is summarised as follows. Gatwick to Aruba via Antigua. It's BA flight number 2157. It departs at 10 a.m. from London, arriving 16:30 local time, and there'll be 2 flights a week. The return flight is the BA 2156. Again, it goes via Antigua, and it departs local time 18:30, arriving the following morning into Gatwick at 10:15. The Gatwick to Georgetown flight is via St. Lucia, and it's the BA 2159, departing Gatwick 11:35, arriving 18:05 into Georgetown. That, again, is twice weekly. And the return Georgetown to Gatwick flight, also via St. Lucia, is the BA 2158, departs 19:50 and arrives back into Gatwick 11:45 the following morning. Now, like all other BA long-haul Gatwick routes, they'll use the B777 aircraft.
What's going on with the pilots? Has that been solved? Issues there?
The BA pilots? Yep, as far as I'm aware, that's been sorted. So hopefully, fingers crossed, there shouldn't be any strike action there. I'm under the impression it's been solved. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that one has been averted. It's just all the other airports and all the other pilots that we have to worry about now.
Do you know, it reminds me, what is that game at the carnival? You've got to hit them on the head as they pop up.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
It seems like travel in 2022 is just basically a game of whack-a-mole.
Knock one down, then about three more pop up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
it is.
exactly.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy, actually. Yeah, very good.
You're welcome. It's so strange. I mean, for every week, I'm following all this and I just, wow. Anyway, Lee, I have to say thank you very much because, of course, every single week you bring us the information that people are looking for. And especially right now, we are heading into the end of the Mediterranean season and, of course, the boat show season. And then it's going to be heading over to the Caribbean. And we
Yeah.
need, people are looking for what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. Hopefully, fingers crossed, all will be okay. The chaos will be eased a little bit, hopefully, by the time the Caribbean season comes around. So flying out of Europe hopefully won't be as bad. But I guess we'll see.
Well, that's right. That's okay. I'm at home. I'm fine. I have to say that Crew Travels brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people. Thank you, Lee. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Always a pleasure, and yep, looking forward to same time next week.
Nice. Hopefully, it's cooler.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.